I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The driver of a charter bus that spun out on icy roads in southern Colorado yesterday has been charged with careless driving, causing bodily injury. Authorities say 53-year-old Alberto Torres was driving northbound on Interstate 25 in Huerfano County when the bus ran off the road and rolled over. The crash is under investigation, but authorities say excessive speed for road conditions is being considered. The Mountain West is home to breweries both large and small, but the beer business here is facing a couple of significant changes. Maggie Mullen reports.
New Belgium Brewery in Fort Collins is best known for Fat Tire, an easy drinking amber ale. It's also famous for being a craft brewery owned by its employees, but that could soon change. The company plans to sell to a global craft beverages business, Lion Little World Beverages. Leah Pilser is with New Belgium.
So we hope that from a consumer standpoint, nothing changes from consumers. They'll still get the same customer service, the same quality beers, same experience that they get on our world-class tours.
Pilser says the vote will go to shareholders in the next couple of months. And there's another big change going on down the road in Denver with the company that owns Coors Light. That beer is synonymous with the Mountain West. A depiction of Colorado's 14er Wilson Peak is right there on the can. But now that company is moving its North American headquarters from Denver to Chicago. The move is part of a revitalization plan in an effort to boost sales. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.